Jared Loughner, or Lochner, was in front of a Phoenix judge today for charges in connection with that shooting rampage that left 6 people dead, 14 people wounded, including the U.S. Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords. Allegedly, she was a target of an assassination attempt. Lochner is being held without bail. A lot of people are debating this question, though, even though there's debate about whether this guy was just mentally ill. We don't know that yet, but is the hyper-partisan political rhetoric in the U.S. responsible for this shooting, or is this just a case of a mentally unstable individual allegedly acting out violently, doing it himself? Joining me now is a senior editor of Reason Magazine and someone who's a guest on the Glenn Beck Show, and that's also been talked about a lot, Michael Moynihan. He's in Washington. We've got a professor of journalism and columnist and international affairs at Carleton, Andrew Cohen's here, who he also wrote a column about this today. Gents, thanks for being here. Mr. Moynihan, let me start with you.
Thanks for having me.
There's lots of talk today about this, of course, and there's been lots of articles aiming criticism at the partisan politics, especially in Arizona, especially around the Tea Party, and frankly, about, you know, you're a guest on Glenn Beck's show, that kind of show, saying they're too high and it contributes to a culture of violence and maybe can be fairly linked to this shooting. Your view on that?
Sure. Let me first say that I have been a guest on the Glenn Beck Show, and I have written about, you know, 10 columns now denouncing Glenn Beck. I have denounced this kind of hot rhetoric for some time now, and I think it happens on both sides of the aisle. The problem with bringing it up in this situation is that there was an enormous rush to judgment here, which, you know, the media is apt to do. I mean, they need stories. And look, I mean, this guy, I don't think that there's any debate that the guy's mentally ill. If you watched his YouTube channel, unless it's a giant ruse, and we'll find out later. If he's watched his YouTube channel, I mean, he's denouncing grammar, you know, an English grammar, which is the sort of nutty stuff. And as far as I can tell, and as far as anyone can tell, and this is a number of people on the left in America, people from Mother Jones, the New Republic, Columbia Journalism Review just had an article denouncing this ridiculous rush to judgment, that this is somehow associated with right-wing rhetoric. Look, there's two things here. One is, if you believe that this is a product of right-wing rhetoric, please prove it. I mean, there's no evidence of this so far. And if you can't prove that, then I think that you're just jumping in to exploit a tragedy to make a political point.
Well, let's get Andrew Cohen. What's your view on that?
Well, I think this, we don't know, as Mr. Moynihan has said, we don't know what the motives of the shooter were. Maybe he was mentally unbalanced. We do know that this has happened in a climate of heightened, what we would call rhetorical recklessness. We do know that threats against members of Congress are up 300%. We do know, if we can trust these figures, that there have been 400% more threats against Barack Obama in the first year than there were against George W. Bush. So whatever the motives of that shooter were, we are operating in a climate of, I would say, heightened anxiety, heightened tension, perhaps exaggerated by the media. And we have lots of examples of things which are being said and things which are being done which suggest a kind of injudiciousness, an imprudence in this whole thing, and, you know, and a lack of equilibrium.
All right, I want to show you, though, something. This is kind of interesting because, you know, there is a climate here, and some are saying, why is the media rushing to judgment to make this kind of connection here? But Congressman Bob Brady of Philadelphia have said he's going to introduce a bill that will make it illegal to threaten public figures. But Sarah Palin has taken a lot of flack because of this map that she posted on Facebook, and I'll show it to you there. It's sort of hard to see there, but those are tiny little gun sites, and those are targeting places where Democrats beat Republicanism, congressional districts. Now, let me just show you a quotation here, what Giffords herself, before she was shot, said about this very map.
We're on Sarah Palin's targeted list, but the thing is that the way that she has it depicted has the crosshairs of a gun sight over our district. And when people do that, they've got to realize there's consequences to that action.
So, I mean, now the left has viewed gun sight as well. This is not a metaphor, you know, distinctly on the right, but Andrew Cohen, she said, ironically, there's consequences. Is this one of the consequences
Yes.
of that kind of rhetoric?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. This is the kind of thing which leads nutty people to do nutty things. And again, it's not just a question of this guy. You know, the United States has, sadly, a culture of political assassination. I'm not saying it happens every day, but it has killed 4 of its presidents. It has killed luminaries. This thing happens more than other Western democracy. and democracies. So when this kind of thing, when you have a particularly heightened sense of anxiety, this thing is probably going to happen more than it would have in a normal time.
Michael Moynihan, your view on that quotation.
I mean, this. I'm sorry, but this is absolutely ridiculous. I mean, look, we don't have any evidence that this guy targeted Congresswoman Giffords for any other reason than, you know, some sort of bizarre mental condition he had. And we found out from the Wall Street Journal and a reported piece the other day that he started targeting her in 2007, prior to the Tea Party, prior to the election of Barack Obama. So, I mean, it's this really bizarre thing that we're talking about here. I mean, we're saying that let's talk about political rhetoric, despite the fact that we have zero evidence that political rhetoric contributed to this assassination.
We do have law enforcement officers saying threats are up. We do have law enforcement officers saying threats are up against members of Congress.
But we're talking specifically about the attack on Congresswoman Giffords and the judge and the nine-year-old girl that was killed. And I mean, look, do we know that this has anything to do with the heightened political rhetoric? And look, I don't think that it is any crazier than it has been in the past. And, you know, America's, we've had four presidential assassinations in, 200 years? Like, when I used to live in Sweden, I lived in Sweden a couple of years ago for many years, and they had two political assassinations in 20 years with Anna Lindh and Olaf Palme. And I mean, look, these sorts of things happen. Crazy people are out there, and they're sort of salivating and trying to destroy people that they think are out to destroy them. What this has to do with Sarah Palin, it's nobody has demonstrated this to me. And I mean, even people on the left, and let me reiterate this, magazines like Mother Jones and The New Republic have said, look, this is crazy. This has nothing to do with Sarah Palin. Stop trying to score cheap political points.
Is this scoring cheap political points on the back of a tragedy by the left, Andrew Cohen?
I don't think it's necessarily a left or right thing. The left has extremists too. I just think you're talking about a climate which it seems logical in a country which has a gun culture can produce this type of thing. I don't think it comes out of just nowhere. I mean, Mr. Moynihan talks about two assassinations in Sweden. I mean, let's be real. The United States does have a culture in which it kills its political leaders. Four presidents,
there's
Robert Kennedy, Martin
Sweden,
Luther King, Huey Long,
George Wallace. People here.
There are attempts, yeah, by the way, on a number of presidents' lives, from Gerald Ford to Ronald Reagan, left or right.
But what does this have to do with the political rhetoric of the moment? Can you tie the political rhetoric to this assassination attempt in Arizona?
Saying is when you see, when law enforcement...
No, not what you were saying. Can you tie this to the rhetoric that is out there now?
I'm saying
yes
it comes
no?
out of that
awful
climate.
Rhetoric,
yes,
too.
It comes out of a climate
you
of,
can't,
of heightened
okay, so
rhetoric.
Can
yes,
you tell
it does.
Us how... Can
we
you
don't
tell
know
us
this particular we don't know
across.
If this particular shooting does, but the
oh, okay.
but the level of threats against members okay. of Congress and others, yes, it comes out of that kind of a climate. So we should not be surprised when something like this happens. It isn't a surprise.
Well, look, we had a climate from the previous president where a major publishing house, Random House, released a book by Nicholson Baker, a novel about the assassination of George Bush, people calling him a Nazi, et cetera, et cetera. The rhetoric in American politics has been bad for a long time, and this goes back to the 18th century. Look, and this is the same thing is true when there was the shooting at the Discovery Channel headquarters by an environmentalist. It would have been wrong, and indeed it was wrong, for people on the right to say that this is indicative of the environmentalist movement. The same thing is true. The New York Times warned against us when Nidal Hassan shot up his military comrades while yelling Allahu Akbar, that this is something to do with Muslim rhetoric. And but I mean, look, we need to warn against this in all capacities, and not just sort of make the point only when we can, you know, dig the knife in against Sarah Palin, somebody who I think is an absurd political candidate.
But
Andrew, just respond. I got to leave it here. I know this is important.
Do we think that it adds to rational discourse in a culture when the former vice presidential candidate of the Republican Party puts on her websites, as Evan has, have you just shown Evan the pictures of political rivals in the crosshairs of a
DLC did the same thing. I'm
well,
sure
that doesn't make
it
right,
it
but
DLC
I, you're right, though.
Cuts.
I would
it
agree.
It doesn't. But why? Where were you then?
Where was I then? If you would ask me, then I would have condemned that as much as now. Political extremism of any nature can lead to this, whether it's left or right.
All right, I got to leave it here. I got to leave it there. But it's certainly a debate that's going on. There is, as yet, absolutely no link necessarily to the motives of the alleged shooter here, but we are absolutely, the debate about if there should be a link, and we should be discussing this link to extreme views, is being made all over the place. We're discussing it here. Michael Moynihan and Andrew Cohen, I want to thank both of you for coming in and weighing in on that one. Appreciate it.